Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons Podcast, a podcast made for expats, where you get ready for coaching tips and life lessons to help you feel more at home no matter where you are based.
Also get ready for silly jokes, funny stories, and the truth of what it means to be an expat.
I'm Mariana.
And I am Alina.
So let's get started.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Expat Life Lessons Podcast. So I have to say, this is kind of a spontaneous podcast episode, and it's really all about our perspective on life, because sometimes, like, you might see two people going through quite similar situations, but replying to it in completely different ways. Because in reality, it's not so much, of course, the circumstances matter a lot on what we go through, on what is happening to us. Definitely. But one thing that matters a lot as well is how we look at it, how we think about our resilience even, because many times we go through something that's really hard and we don't even know what will be on the other side. And we just feel that nothing will ever get better. We just feel that we don't even know what to do to overcome it. And we get stuck in that loop of not knowing what to do, on feeling quite low, and then we don't really know how to move forward. And one goal here on this podcast is really to help you see that you can overcome anything. And I know sometimes it might not feel like it. Like, for example, if you are moving now somewhere new, or if you have just moved, or whatever it is that you are going through, I know the feeling of when something is not going well and we feel really down, and on our minds it's so hard to see the other side. But you know, I love metaphors. And even this morning, I was looking at the sky here in Switzerland over and the clouds over the mountains. And I saw like the sun coming through the clouds. So like just some sun rays. And for me, it's really like a metaphor on how life is. Like sometimes you have really crappy days where it's raining. Maybe there is a thunderstorm. I have to say, I love that if I'm at home. But it's true that it can affect our mood, and we look at it and we know that it will be sunny again. That is just temporary. And the same is when we have down periods. Even if it lasts months, we will get over it and we will overcome it. Now, why am I sharing this? Because I know that sometimes we just want life to be a bit easier. We just want life to give us a break, and trust me, I know the feeling, and no matter how many tools I have, sometimes what matters is just let yourself feel everything, but at the same time, it is so important to really find moments of joy, even when you're feeling down. So what I mean by this is, let's say you're having a really difficult period right now, and you have moments where you're just feeling like crying. And you just ask yourself, when will it be easier? When will I feel better? And one thing that I do when I feel like this is really be like, okay, I want to let myself feel everything, because if I don't, it will just get like under a ton of things and it will come back again. I need to process it. But at the same time, we can like find those tiny moments of joy, you know, like meeting a friend or maybe eating something you love. Or for me, for example, I love playing badminton, and that really brings me so much joy, or even going to nature. So it's something that I really wanted to talk about it here, because I think especially, and because this podcast is, well, for expats, and especially being an expat, we go through so much growth. But you know what is connected to growth is really going through ups and downs and like an emotional roller coaster. And I know many of you have told me the same, that you feel like that, that you feel that you are going through an emotional roller coaster so many times. And sometimes it can be tiring, that's the truth. But if you're going through this, what I really want you to do is really first of all, do what I just said. So it is like, really, when you're feeling something like this, just write about it, what is on your mind. Even if you feel like crying, just put some songs that really help you, like just put everything out there and just cry it all out, because it's so important to let yourself cry as well. Even if you're like, oh, I should be better already, I should feel okay already. Like, we can't control those timelines. That's the truth. Now, the truth is that if it's something that has been going on for a few months and you really don't know what to do, it's important to go see a therapist to make sure that it's not a depression, and if it is, to get the appropriate treatment for anything that you might be facing right now. But if it's something more acute, when I say this, it's more like something that is more on the short term. What is really important is to let yourself feel it, but at the same time, to also connect so much with yourself that you can look at your life and really see what is it teaching you, what version of yourself are you, and how did life shape you into becoming the amazing person that you are. Because sometimes, you know, the truth is that we don't really look so much at everything that life has put us through, all the tests, all the things that we have gone through, all the emotions and everything. But the truth is that every up and every down teaches something. And sometimes it is so important. Well, I take it back. I would say every time it is really important to look back and ask ourselves, okay, what have I learned from this? And how did it shape me? Like, what was good about it? What was bad about it? And even, let's say, if a situation was just bad, what did it teach you? Because the truth is, the more that we look at it that way, the more that we look at life being more like challenges and not just negativity, the more that we can grow with it, and that we can grow with all the negative emotions that can come up, basically. And I really wanted to share this because I know how tough it can be. I have had many, many, many ups and downs. And the truth is, I became an expat coach because I know all the downs that can come with this journey. It can come with a lot of ups and as well. And I have had so many amazing moments in my journey. But it comes with its downs as well, from moving somewhere else and feeling a bit alone, or even like having friends moving away, or even on your new work, and so much more. But the truth is, and my goal here with this podcast is really to show you that you can overcome anything that comes your way, even when it seems that it will never pass. That's the goal of this podcast episode, is really to show you that you can overcome it, even if right now you're thinking that is impossible. And if you're feeling like that, I would really encourage you to reach out to your loved ones, to a mental health professional, or even send me a message. My contacts are always on the show notes, because the more that you reach out, the more that you have both external support, so from all social support that you might have, and also the internal support, which is you really trusting yourself, the more that you will start feeling that you can overcome anything. And even on moments that you just feel like crying, back on your mind, you know that you will be able to overcome it, no matter when it will be. So I wanted to jump here very quickly to say this, because I think it's such an important message to all of you that are going through something right now, and to tell you that you will create a life you love. It's also really about perspective on how you look at life and how you are looking now and how could you look at it differently. But I will leave that for another podcast episode. And if you like this podcast episode, I would really invite you to subscribe and to subscribe to the newsletter that is on the show notes, because on this newsletter, you'll have plenty of resources on how to make friends, on how to use many tools that I have said and talked about here, and even blog posts that are packed with information for you to use on your everyday life, because the goal here is really for you to create a life you love. And I'm sure you can, no matter where you are, no matter what decision might come next. And thank you for tuning in, and I guess I'll see you next time.